The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that believes those who forget the past are condemned to repeat it. I'm Gabe Lussier, and today, we're looking at how Germany has kept the memory of the Holocaust victims alive, and why the country's pledge of never again is more important now than ever. The day was January 27th, 1996. German President Roman Herzog declared a National Day of Remembrance for the victims of Nazism. Each year since, the German parliament, the Bundestag, has held a ceremony in Berlin where firsthand witnesses to the Holocaust are invited to share their recollections. Similar commemorative events are also held by the state parliaments and local governments of Germany, a testament to the nation's commitment to never forget the darkest parts of its own history. Most countries don't draw attention to the moral failings of their past, and certainly not on a nationwide scale, but it was a move that felt vital to the people of Germany and to their leaders. As then-President Herzog explained on the occasion, the observance of the day was a way to, quote, continue to remind future generations to be vigilant, and to find a form of memory that reaches towards the future. In the wake of the Second World War, Germany began developing policies to reckon with and make restitution for the actions of the Nazi regime. Days of Remembrance were an important part of that work from the very beginning, even though they weren't yet recognized as national holidays. Instead, the commemorative events were held by individuals, community groups, nonprofits, as well as government departments. Two of the days most often marked for remembrance were the anti-Jewish pogroms of Kristallnacht on November 9, 1938, and the liberation of the Auschwitz extermination camp in Poland on January 27, 1945. That last date in particular gained more and more attention as the 20th century went on. After soldiers of the Soviet Red Army liberated Auschwitz, the atrocities that took place there quickly became world news. That was largely due to the many shocking photos of the prisoners that had been taken by Soviet soldiers, as well as photos taken by the SS itself. It eventually came to light that roughly 1.1 million people had died in Auschwitz during the less than 5 years of its existence. The vast majority of those victims were Jews, though a great number of Poles, Soviet POWs, and Sinti and Romani people perished there as well. The notoriety of the camp continued to grow in the decades that followed, both in Germany and around the world. Terms like Holocaust and genocide were too abstract to leave much of an impression on the collective consciousness, but the word Auschwitz was a different story. It conjured images of a specific place and of the people who suffered there. Auschwitz was far from the only death camp, but it became a stand-in for all the others, an international symbol of Nazi brutality and of the systematic murder of European Jews. In that light, it's no wonder that the anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz would be chosen as the day to commemorate the victims of the Holocaust. However, some Germans argued that November 9th would have been more fitting, as the coordinated violence of Kristallnacht had been carried out within their country's borders, rather than in Poland, as was the case with Auschwitz. In the end, though, there may have been a more practical reason for choosing January 27th instead of November 9th. Namely, the November date was the same one on which the Berlin Wall had fallen in 1989. The German government likely felt the date was getting a bit crowded in terms of historical importance, and instead opted for one that would place attention squarely on the Holocaust. It's also interesting to note the timing of Germany's decision to proclaim an official day of remembrance. In 1996, the Cold War had been over for just a few years, and the eyes of the world were still on Germany, waiting to see how the reunified nation would conduct itself. Displaying a willingness to face up to its own negative history may have been a way to signal to the world that Germany was ready to move forward without sweeping the past under the rug. Whatever the rationale, Germany's move to commemorate the day inspired other countries to do the same. In 2002, the Council of Europe made January 27th a day of Holocaust remembrance and prevention of crimes against humanity. Then, in 2006, the United Nations declared it International Holocaust Remembrance Day. Those designations are increasingly important the further away we get from the events they memorialize. Each year, the number of remaining Holocaust survivors decreases, and sooner rather than later, that living connection to one of the most evil acts in history will be gone. When that happens, the duty of remembrance will fall entirely on our shoulders, on every citizen of the world, not just Germany. Days of formal commemoration, like this one, make that task much easier, carving out a space in our lives to reflect on everything the human race is capable of, both good and bad. I'm Gabe Lussier, and hopefully you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. You can learn even more about history by following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any comments or suggestions, feel free to get in touch by writing to thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thank you for listening. I'll see you back here again soon for another day in history class.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As important as choosing the right destination when traveling is choosing the right travel partner.
Gene! Gene Fodor!
Gene, was good!
But be careful, because the worst trips result when two partners have two different agendas.
The CIA really need your help, Gene.
Freeze, Americano! Huh? Oh!
Gene, run!
Listen to Fodor's Guide to Espionage on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the ferryman of souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
Binge this season of The Passage now.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.